So lived the clansmen in cheer and revel, a winsome life, till one began to fashion evils, that fiend of hell. Grendel this monster grim was called, March Reaver mighty, in moorland living, in fen and fastness. Fief of the giants, the hapless wight a while had kept, since the Creator his exile doomed. On kin of Cain was the killing avenged by sovereign God for slaughtered Abel. Ill fared his feud, and far was he driven for the slaughter's sake from sight of men. Of Cain awoke all that woeful breed, Ettins and elves and evil spirits, as well as the giants that warred with God weary while. But their wage was paid them. Went he forth to find at fall of night that haughty house, and heed wherever the ringdanes out-revelled to rest had gone. Found within it the atheling band asleep after feasting, and fearless of sorrow, of human hardship. Unhallowed wight, grim and greedy, he grasped betimes, wrathful, reckless, from resting places 30 of the thanes. And thence he rushed fain of his fell spoil, faring homeward laden with slaughter, his lair to seek. Then at the dawning, as day was breaking, the might of Grendel to men was known. Then after wassail was wail uplifted, loud moan in the morn. The mighty chief, atheling excellent and blithe sat, laboured in woe for the loss of his thanes, when once had been traced the trail of the fiend, spirit accursed. Too cruel that sorrow, too long, too loathsome. Not late the respite, with night returning, anew began ruthless murder. He recked no whit, firm in his guilt, of the feud and crime. They were easy to find who elsewhere sought, in room remote, their rest at night, bed in the bowers. When that bale was shown, was seen in sooth, with surest token, the hall thane's hate. Such held themselves far and fast, who the fiend outran. Thus ruled unrighteous, and raised his fill one against all, until empty stood that lordly building, and long it bode so.